This week's Cotton Newsline is Four Cuts. All cuts are Dr. Gary Adams, Vice President of Economics and Policy Analysis for the National Cotton Council. Cut one, coming in 3, 2, 1.
All the producers who hold base acreage of what we typically refer to as the major program commodities, so that wheat, feed grains, upland cotton, rice, the various oil seeds, and peanuts, would be eligible to take those base acres and enroll them in the acre program. And then they have a window that extends until August 14th for them to go into their FSA office and select the program and enroll in the program. The August 14th deadline does appear to be a hard deadline because USDA's indicated they will not accept any late applications for the program.
Cut two. Coming in 3, 2, 1.
They have, for example, multiple landlords or multiple producers on a farm. It's our understanding that there will be required signatures from all of those individuals involved in the farming operation in order to actually enroll the farm in the acre program.
Cut 3, coming in 3, 2, 1.
If they choose to enroll in the acre program, that's a decision where they will then forego countercyclical payments. They will also have to accept a 20% reduction in the direct payment, as well as seeing their loan rate reduced by 30%. And also the other thing that a producer needs to keep in mind is that it's going to be for all crops on their farm. So they're not able to pick and choose and say put some commodities in acre and maintain some commodities in the traditional direct and countercyclical payment program.
Cut 4. Coming in 3, 2, 1.
Once a farm is enrolled in acre, it will remain in the acre program through the 2012 crop with no opportunity to return to the traditional direct and countercyclical payment program.